Unbelievable.
Ooh-wee. Man.
So I was in our basement, sitting in the chair I was sitting, had the computer on my lap, taking notes for this and anything we were going to be talking about. And when he hit that ball, I got up, you know, I popped out of the seat, lost sight of the ball, eyes went to the umpire, and I started running around the room. I was running around the room yelling. My wife was upstairs doing work. She started pounding on the floor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like for you to shut up, or she was excited?
She was excited.
Okay.
Yep.
So I was at home.
Sounds like you guys should have gotten together.
No? Well, maybe later, Gator. Maybe later.
Celebrate our
home.
Yeah,
that's right.
Andy Abadia has got Doug closer, too.
Someone hit a home run instead.
Yeah, there was pounding on the floor.
Yeah.
Good for you, kids.
She pounded on the floor. I pounded on the ceiling.
Yeah. I don't even know what stuff you guys are doing at this point.
Too much, Doug.
Yeah, right. Wild. Yeah, really wild.
So I was at home watching with my daughter was sitting next to me. And, you know, finally when, you know, they call it fair and everyone's round around the bases. When Torque slides into home and he does that flex gator, like he gets me, he goes, oh, like that.
Yeah.
My daughter turns to me and goes, oh, like that. The same thing Torque did. He goes, why did he do that? And I go, because we're winning. And I did the
why
same
did you
thing.
Do that?
Yeah. And so my wife was working from home in the other office and she heard me scream because I'm normally very quiet. Honestly, I keep my emotions in check, good or bad. But that was a moment where you have to let something out, right?
Yep.
So I yell out too. And she screams from the other room, did we win? And I'm like, not yet. Because I don't count my chickens before they're hatched.
That's right.
And just to clarify something, that we're getting a lot of feedback on this. It was a double. It wasn't a triple.
Yes.
It was a double, and he advanced to third on the throw. People are wanting to correct and saying, Doug, it was a triple. Yeah, I mean, I got it. He ended up on third. But in the books, it goes as a double with an advance to third on the throw home. The extra 90, which they have become famous for. 248-539-9797. Brad's in Rochester, and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
It was parent-teacher conferences yesterday in Rochester. They had it in the gym, giant TV. Every dad was watching the TV. All the moms were sitting with the teachers. And when it was, you know, the big hit came, it was, I think, the theater teacher. And I told my, you know, Japanese wife who has got a notebook. And, I mean, she goes deep on every class, every teacher. And I just told her, I got to watch the game. It's theater class. It's a blow-off class. I got to see it. And
wow.
It was amazing. The whole gym went crazy. I got some heat for not attending that part of the parent-teacher conferences. But I've been smiling for a day. It is awesome to have playoff ball again. Just love it.
It's great.
Thanks, guys.
It's great. What a great moment yesterday. Andy Abanez is clearing the bases. Where were you? 248-539-9797. Scott and Adrian, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
Great.
Hey, I was at Comerica Park, and it was very loud for the amount of people that were there. And things had to line up perfectly yesterday for me to go. I'm a retired school teacher, and I sub virtually every day. And I didn't have a job yesterday for whatever reason. And all of a sudden, my wife shows up at home. She had taken a personal day that I didn't know she took. And so I called my son. He actually had the day off, so we all went down to Comerica Park and watched it. And it was amazing when he hit that ball.
That's cool.
And you could tell right off the bat that it was going to be fair. And it was
I'm sorry, wait,
day.
Wait. Did you say you could tell right off the bat it was going to be fair?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. From where I was sitting.
Well, you were watching on TV.
Right. But, oh, that's right.
You were watching the same thing we were watching. I assumed,
right.
Did they have a different
feed? I thought it was fair right away.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was hopeful.
Like I said, there wasn't
but
a
from
doubt
where
in my
you
mind.
Were sitting, Gator,
yeah.
That's you knew.
Well,
I don't know where he's sitting.
I was on the left side of my
right.
couch.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
No, Scott, I'm with you. I thought it was fair all the way. Not a doubt in my mind. Maybe that's just because I wasn't going to accept that it was going to be foul ball.
So you knew all of Hayward's hits were going to be foul, right off the bat.
Oh, dude!
So excited. It was
great.
Really cool.
It was awesome.
That's a left-handed hitter. That's different.
Scott, thank you. 248-539-9797. Dan is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dan.
Hi, how you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think what Hinch is doing is kind of profound. I've been listening and watching baseball a long time. And, you know, they're focusing on the matchups, okay, right, and righty against lefty, but more than almost ever before on both sides of the ball. And it's really interesting what he's doing on the pitching side. In a way, you know, normally when you have five pitchers, starting pitchers, your first two starting pitchers are supposed to be really good and you win most of those games. Your third is okay. And your fourth and fifth are actually kind of lousy, and you kind of hope even good teams just play 500 ball on those pitchers. But by eliminating the fourth and fifth pitcher and just going bullpen, we're never losing those games. And he's getting away. Our odds of the lefty-righty percentage is so strong that in this last run, we've almost never gotten blown out. When you have a fourth and a fifth pitcher, one of those games, a lot of times you get blown out and you just hope you score a lot of runs. So that's a pretty profound thing he's doing, maximizing.
It's what they've done with the pitching staff is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
It's unprecedented. This has never been done before to this extent with this many opener starts in a rotation. They don't have a rotation.
Nope.
You know, so thinking about moving, now we can think ahead with the series against Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Who starts game one? Is it Reese Olson? And then you go to Scooble in two and then pitching chaos in game three? Or is it pitching chaos, Scooble, pitching chaos?
So Scooble pitched on Tuesday, right?
Yep.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So 3 days rest. You don't want to do that. So Saturday, probably be Reese Olson. Then Monday, Scooble. And if it gets to Saturday, you can come back with Scooble on 4 days rest.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's my guess. I think there's probably 2 days of pitching chaos.
If
I mean, but necessary. The thing is, Reese Olson might be a pitching chaos day, too. There's reason they have to commit to throwing him five, six innings.
No, they don't. But his pitching, love the term.
I know.
We need to get shirts printed up, pitching chaos. But you do expect that if Reese Olson gets a start, that he's not going to be a one inning or two inning guy, that he's going to be likely three or more, and hopefully you get like five out of it. But yeah, I mean, that's the closest thing they have to another starter is Reese Olson.